Hey there, you have found the Morning Mindset. Welcome, friends. I'm glad you're here. We together today are seeking to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word today. If you're new to the Morning Mindset, welcome. That's what we're all about. We're going to be doing so today looking at Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 3. So if you have a copy of the scriptures or Morning Mindset journal, get those out. We're going to be digging into God's Word in just a moment. Let's start out with this question. What does it mean when someone says, "You are getting on my nerves"? Or maybe this version of the same sort of thing. My mom would say to us sometimes, "Boys, I have about had it with you." Okay, what does that communicate? It's saying, you are really bugging me, and I'm about to bring down the hammer. I'm about to do something about what it is you're doing that bugs me. You see, to me, that is an expression that shows that what the Apostle Paul's going to teach us today is an area where we need some growth. We're looking at Ephesians 4, 1 through 3. We're going to dig into that in just a moment. But before we do, I want to encourage you. Have you thought recently about who you could tell about the Morning Mindset? I mean, just look at your own experience. If you're benefiting from the Morning Mindset and it's something you look forward to every day, aren't there other people in your circle of friends, family, acquaintances who also might appreciate and enjoy the Morning Mindset like you do? Think about who those people are and prayerfully send them a text or an email and let them know about the Morning Mindset. We together can spread this mindset reset movement across the globe. We're already in over 185 countries. I'd love to see that expand. So please tell someone about the Morning Mindset. Let's pray together as we begin. Lord Jesus, we ask you to fill us up with your insight and knowledge as we look at this issue of patience and impatience. We're asking you to show us how to best represent you as we live life on planet Earth among other people. We're asking it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Ephesians 4, 1 through 3, get out your Bible. This is the Apostle Paul writing, and he's encouraging these readers to live a certain kind of life. You'll see what I mean the moment we start reading. He says, "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called." So he's saying, you've been called to be a Christ follower. I want you to live up to that calling. And then he begins to describe what that calling, what the kind of lifestyle looks like. He says, with all humility and gentleness. We talked in yesterday's episode about how that is a hallmark of Jesus living in us. And then he says, with patience, bearing with one another in love. Now, what I want us to stop and think about is that Paul is not simply saying, be patient with everybody out there in the world. He brings this home. He says, bearing with one another. Who are the one another's? Well, that's Christians. Those Christians in your local church, those Christians on the internet who you see doing what you might consider to be foolish things or damaging things or reprehensible things, those Christians, we need to live patiently, bearing with one another in love. Now, you may be kind of like me, and when you first read that, you think, how in the world is that possible? There are people doing foolish things. There are people doing godless things and calling themselves Christians. How am I to bear with them in that? Well, nothing in this says we can't speak to those issues. Nothing in this says we can't lovingly approach those people with a sense of concern about them. And please hear my words there. Love and concern should always be a part of that kind of an interaction. We shouldn't be going just to bring down the hammer, you know. We've got to be moving toward their good in those circumstances. But this phrase, bearing with one another, carries with it the idea, the understanding maybe is a better way of saying it, that God himself is at work. You see, bearing with someone is something that happens over time, isn't it? As the clock ticks, as the months go by, as the years pass, we are waiting for and expecting our God to be at work in the lives of that person. Friends, this is an issue of faith, isn't it? We need to rely on God to do his good work in people. And yes, sometimes he will use us. In fact, more often than we probably want him to use us, he will use us to confront bad behaviors, to speak lovingly into the situation in an effort to encourage them to something higher, to live up to the calling with which they've been called, just like Paul's doing here? Friends, this is our calling, to be patient, to bear with one another, but to do so in love. Lord God, give us wisdom to know how to apply this. Sometimes it does mean we call someone out, but we need to be able to do that in love. Sometimes it means we just wait. We look for you to move. We trust you to be doing something under the surface, behind the scenes, in ways we can't see. And Lord, we need your wisdom to know which should be the case in each instance. So guide us today in doing that. In Jesus' name. As we wrap up the morning mindset for today, I want to ask you a serious question. Do you know for sure that you are forgiven of your sins through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ? If you don't know for sure, you can know for sure. Please go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus to find out how you can know for sure. That URL will be in the description for today's episode. And last but not least, at the beginning of this episode, I encouraged you to share the morning mindset with others. Friends, you can really make an eternal difference in the life of someone else. Please share this episode with anyone the Holy Spirit brings to mind right now.